Brian, if you're out there, a lot of people are looking for you. If your name is Brian, and your dad gifted you the Dr. Seuss book Oh the Places You'll Go, with a beautiful, handwritten letter on June 23, 2000, see below, inside the front cover, your special book has been located. Burlington's Tanya Jasutis purchased the book at Burlington's Mission Thrift Store on Thursday evening. Once home, she discovered a poignant, all caps, hand-printed letter from father to his grown son, Brian. Written June 23, 2000, the letter looks like it was written to a young man about to graduate high school or post-secondary education. It shares the father's advice on life and how fortunate he feels to be his dad. Its sentimental value was clear to Jasutis. When she flipped to the back of the book, there was another note for Brian. Jasutis said she will use information from that to confirm the proper Brian, should more than one come forward. Immediately, the mom of four posted a photo of the letter and book on Burlington Together's Facebook page, in the hopes of getting the book back to its rightful owner. "Because now I have to find Brian. This has got to be a mistake," she said about the book ending up being donated. She had purchased the book to give to her son, who's graduating from high school this year. She planned to write something special to him, just as Brian's dad did. She also hoped to ask his elementary teachers to write messages to him. But that's on hold for now, and she really hopes she's able to find the rightful owner of the book. "The book itself," she said, "is a gift many parents give to their graduating children. Who hasn't been reading Dr. Seuss to their kids since they were babies?" she said. "They're good life lessons. It's a feel-good book. I've been reading it to my kids since they were babies." If you know a Brian who graduated in 2000, contact Jasutis here. The letter, sick. June 23rd, oh. "Dear Brian, this is a small gift for you as you are rewarded for another step in life. For years my concept of heaven was something to be earned, a reward, something I get if I achieve something. Wait until you get there, it will be great mentality. Then I began to wonder, isn't it just as important to enjoy the game, as I worked toward my rewards? Chances are if you enjoy the game, work hard, love others as you love yourself, treat others like you would like to be treated, there is a pretty good chance that if there is a reward beyond this life, I believe there is, that you will be part of it. My analogy is that you worked hard in school year after year, did what you had to do. And as you went through school, you reaped the rewards step by step, same as you will in life. I want to tell you that my being part of your life as you have grown has been a heaven for me, both in the good times and the bad times. Looking at every experience from the point of view of, what is God trying to teach me, and striving to become a better dad has been my heaven. Thanks for letting me be part of your life. Love always, Dad."